Today, March 5th, marks the end of Black Mental Health Week. Discussions on racial trauma, community healing, and resilience have been hosted by numerous groups in Ottawa. The Canadians of African Descent Health Organization, CADHO, hosted an event on Tuesday that focused on a group whose mental health is not always prioritized by the public, medical practitioners. African, Caribbean, and Black healthcare practitioners gathered on Tuesday, March 2nd to discuss mental health in the workplace for Black medical practitioners. Here is Joy Osiagu, the facilitator of the event, explaining why the medical practitioner perspective is important.
There's so much to hear from our professionals who always think that it's all about us, the patients, not knowing that those who take care of us have their own demons that they're dealing with. So this is a vicious cycle that we must find solution to from within. A Black medical practitioner told me that despite the contributions to the ongoing fight for racial, social, and economic justice, the process for ACB people will not be complete until mental health disparities among the group are addressed. And I agree 100%. And so tonight, I hope to glean from some of our professionals in the mental health sector as they share their wealth of knowledge to help us make informed mental health decision.
Professor Josephine Atoa, a nurse and health sciences professor at the University of Ottawa, opened the event by explaining how their discussion that night would be framed around the mental health of medical practitioners.
I would like to start by highlighting the idea that today we want to focus on the caregiver, improving our mental health from within. So how do we think about those of our community members who actually work in the healthcare system? And that's where we want to start the conversation about mental health.
Dr. Ade Ahmed, a Black psychotherapist, said stereotypes in the workplace can place pressure on Black medical practitioners to work harder.
You have a layered resentment from them. And sometimes when you work and you come in with good degrees and you are able somehow to find yourself in a reasonable position, sometimes you are addressed as you are really privileged to even have this job. How dare you? So you are actually operating from that angle, which puts you on a burning fire to do more and to always prove yourself. And like we know, proving yourself every day is very exhausting, is very tiring.
Professor Atoa felt the same way.
And so you're facing constantly, I have to prove myself to my white colleagues. I have to prove myself to all the Black patients that come here. And that in itself puts emotional toll on you in terms of what you have to deal with. So when programs are developed for mental health, do we have people that look like us at those decision-making table to be able to make sure that our voices are present at this table? And so that's the kind of question that's leading us to ask about care for the caregiver. Those ACB community members that are present in healthcare, are they actually mentally sound? Are they more stressed than their colleague? And that prevents them from serving at the many tables where they can be. That I think we need to pay attention if we truly want to be at the right table to create those equities we want, to generate the evidence to inform the policies that can reduce the equity gap that we have affecting our community. It starts with being at the table. Because you know what? If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. You are ignored. Your issues are omitted from the agenda. An act of omission in the face of need is discrimination.
Although Black History Month and Black Mental Health Week are over, the panelists at Tuesday's events said the conversation must continue. Dr. Aji Ahmed, a Black psychiatrist, encouraged people to continue the conversation on Black mental health.
And I think we need to go away with one thing. Being Black is beyond February. We're Black all the time.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be Black History Month and Mental Health Day.
Definitely.
We have to keep this conversation going. Two, the brain is an organ of the body. The fact that it's hidden in this box here and you cannot see it does not mean it doesn't get into trouble. Just like you have leg fracture, you will have brain fracture. Do not be afraid.
For CAGOFM, this is Gabby Kalugai-Kasuga.